was supposed to be a beautiful 3-day weekend of pack rafting. The trio had been flown by helicopter to explore the Sirkou Glacier near the Canadian border. But on day 3 of the trip, just as they were at the end, is where things began to unravel.
I mean, we were within 1 minute of making it to the car. At the speed the river was flowing, we would have been to the car in 1 minute if we hadn't hit trouble in that one spot.
That's Eric Stevens. He was in a one-man raft. His sister Shannon and his girlfriend Kayla Schutz were in inflatable kayaks. As they approached the end of the Little Salmon River, there was a blind corner. But he said he'd run this part of the river before.
I probably should have gotten out on the other side of the river and really taken care to scout out that blind corner, but I was too complacent, didn't do that. And so we floated around the corner and were really surprised to find a very, very strong, very fast current from the main Sirkou was coming at us sideways and pushing directly into some cliffs and forming a big whirlpool and a big rapid there.
He made it through the rapids, but his sister flipped. Schutz tried to help her, but then she got sucked into a strainer. That's a fallen tree, and that kind of river hazard can be deadly. In moments, the two women scrambled over to the cliffs and surfaced about 100 feet apart. Stevens made it to a sandbar across the river.
So at this point, Shannon was screaming, and I thought she was drowning. It sounded like she was drowning. Or like, you know, about to be sucked under a log. She was screaming. So I was just running, not running because I was dragging a 60-pound boat upstream. I was going as fast as I could upstream to try to get up there and see what was going on and see if I could help.
The two women couldn't see each other. Stevens yelled across and through the roar of the rapids was able to shout and let them know they were both alive.
So they were basically clinging to a steep hillside with cliffs around them, and they couldn't go uphill because it was too steep. They tried that and they would just slide back down into the river and the strainers, and they couldn't go uphill. And they couldn't go side to side along the bank because it was sheer cliff on either side and deep water and, you know, rushing rapids and stuff. So they were just stuck.
Schutz lost her paddle, so it was nearly impossible to maneuver her kayak. Shannon Stevens' kayak was jammed upside down in the log jam and getting thrashed by the current, which carried most of their gear downstream. Luckily, they had a satellite phone. Stevens says they called friends for help first, but didn't get an answer, and it was getting late. So he called SOS.
What was your first thought?
I hope it works. Yeah, it really seemed to me like a situation where I didn't see how they were going to be able to get the helicopter in there and get them.
A Sitka-based Coast Guard crew arrived at about 10:30 p.m. in an MH-60 Jayhawk helicopter. A rescue swimmer first lifted Stevens to safety, but getting the two women proved more difficult.
And the helicopter's trying to get in close enough to the bank, but there's steep overhanging trees and there's deadfall, and the rotor wash is so strong, it was knocking chunks of trees down. There were dead branches falling all around the girls as they were clinging to the side. I mean, it's very, very dangerous, very chaotic.
The three were transported to the Haines Airport where friends were waiting, and though cold and shaken, were uninjured.
It was just a huge relief.
Steven says they were lucky and well-prepared, all wearing dry suits and helmets. He says the biggest lesson was to have a satellite phone on your person, not just in a boat that could be swept away. Though the Little Salmon River might have been a familiar and easy float in past years, he urges everyone to avoid it right now because of the currents at the confluence with the Sirkou River.
Rest of the Sirkou is probably fine. You know, if you were coming into that spot from the main Sirkou River, I think you would just go right around it and you probably wouldn't even notice it. But it's coming in from the Little Salmon, that's the problem.
The three hope to recover their camping gear and three boats and ask anyone who might see anything wash ashore to get in touch. But Steven says it'll be a while till he gets back on the water. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.